like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Keith Hake.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is It's Movie Time. Keith?
Yes, John?
I know you've seen the old RoboCop.
Many times.
And now you've seen the new RoboCop. Your evaluation?
They're both completely different movies. So it's not a remake. You're not going to see the 1987 movie. The original one was more like a Charles Bronson, Clint Eastwood, sci-fi revenge film. The newer one is a little bit more cerebral and a little bit more political. All of them slowly get a little bit worse as they go along. They make decisions that make them more evil towards the end.
Well, look, how bad can Michael Keaton be?
I thought he was good in this one. I thought Gary Oldman was good.
Oh, great.
And I agree with Keith. This one's much more political with a Bill O'Reilly type of Fox News character played by Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
I know that you would.
Bill O'Reilly. It looked like O'Reilly to me.
No, yeah, MSNBC.
Right down to the hair. Oh. What I think was missing in this one that I really liked the humor. There's more of a character development of the family. In the original one, the son and wife were gone, but it ended on more of a positive note as far as the family dynamic.
The technology in this new one, of course, is superior, where the CGI is just terrific. There's a lot of similarity to Iron Man, which is not necessarily good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the formula in which it drags in the family. Anytime you do that, I'm always going, do you think there'll be hostages? The very thing that gives it humanity is the thing that makes me impatient.
Well, that's you. You know, you're rather, you know, that way.
Yeah.
Inhuman.
Yeah. There's no action on the streets of Detroit.
Right, right.
Very bland. It's just kind of a background.
Yeah. I mean, why not go to Quebec and set it there? You might as well.
Might as well have, yes.
Or Stockholm, Sweden. Star Joel Kinnaman, really.
You know, so
I compared it more to the reboot with Christian Bale of Batman. Down to the dark suit.
I liken the visual and the suit to Iron Man.
Okay.
But I do contrast the difference between Kinnaman and Downey Jr. and the parts that they play.
In the original movie, it was about halfway through before he finally took off his visor.
Yeah.
And you got to see the face, and it was kind of pinned back a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was very disturbing.
Right.
Now, this one, they let you know what he has become right away.
Yeah.
And it's very, very disturbing of what is left of the man.
Well, basically, all's left, it looks like lungs, a heart, and he's kind of hung on a hook there before they put the suit on him. His partner in this one, I really like. A lot of people would recognize him as Omar from HBO's The Wire, that series, Michael K. Williams.
But again, compared to the first one with Nancy Allen as the partner, you know, the gum-chewing, gum-popping, seemed to be caring for the RoboCop character, and even though she had just met him. Where this one, they seemed to be friends for a long time. Not a lot of care in between them.
The highlight of the film for me was Gary Oldman's portrayal of the Dr. Frankenstein RoboCop and his ambivalence about what he was doing. Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
That's over the top, but delightful. Yeah. Because, of course, I thought about all the conservative talk show hosts who would have been pumping.
See, and I'm exact opposite. I thought he was more like the MSNBC, where they're the rage and they're standing around, you know, the Al Sharpton, like I said, Keith Olbermann, you know, some of them where they're standing around yelling at the screen. It was more of that liberal than I thought. Nothing like Fox News. It's all MSNBC.
Gentlemen, it's time.
It's that time?
Yes, it is that time already. Keith, we'd like to ask you what grade you would award RoboCop 2014.
I thought long and hard about this because, first off, I don't think the film should have been remade. It was remade, and since it's completely different, I'm going to base it just on what it is, and I'm going to give it a B-.
All right.
Same thing. I really thought long and hard on this and was weighing between a C+ and a B-. We have so many reboots. I'm going to forget the first, I think, on its own merits, and with the acting involved as well as the special effects, I'm giving it a B.
You're both where I'd like you to be, which is evaluating this film without trying to drag in the old one. For me, this is a C- because it's such a formula. I'm just ho-humming it all the way.
I understand.
An entertaining movie.
It's fun to see.
Yeah,
definitely fun to see.
And let's just be happy that we get something like this before May.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice, John. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Let's go!